So why can't enlightened souls or realized souls come together and show a working model of how to live harmoniously? You say that in practice, even realized souls are individuals. And they may have a common purpose, but they have still their individuality. They have their own inspiration, they have their own inclinations. And they will work in their own ways. And what the Bhagavad Gita explains is that different people are of different mentalities, different levels of consciousness. So basically, even if we had one model, that one model would not attract everyone, because different people are of different natures. So rather than looking for one model of a number of realized people coming together and working, you can see that all these realized people who work that way, they attract people at different levels of consciousness. And the spiritual level of reality is not de-individualized harmony. It is not de-individualized. The individuality is still there. So rather than thinking that the whole world comes together for one purpose, or rather in one rubric, we can understand that actually there may be different people who inspire different people at different levels of consciousness. They are all together in one purpose, but does not necessarily mean that they will necessarily follow one path or one process. Ultimately, the Bhagavad Gita says, Mama Vartamanu Vartante Manushya Partha Sarvasya. It is that all people are on my path. So, Krishna doesn't say that my way is the only way. It says that all people are on my path. What that means is, there is a path of consciousness. And on that path, some people are going up, some people are going down. But all people are following that path. Some people's consciousness is evolving, some people's consciousness is devolving. But when different people are at different levels, say from consider perspective, some people are extroverts. Now extroverts are not going to be attracted to an introvert. If they find as extrovert who is also spiritual, they'll be attracted to that. So introvert, they will be attracted to an introvert who is also spiritual. So this is just one example of a typology. But so on this path of consciousness, one path which Krishna says, there can be different spiritual individuals at different landmarks, and they are all going along, and they can inspire others who are going along on that way. So rather than waiting for one working model which works for everyone, no. Actually in the material level there is so much variety. And the shoe that fits one leg will bite another leg. So a one size fit all model will not work for everyone. So rather than waiting for that, you know, we find out within the spiritual circles, you know, is there someone, some place, some process which inspires us, and we start doing that. And gradually this way, they, from wherever people are, they take steps forward. So it's not that everybody will grow spiritually at the same pace or in the same way. Because all of us are, just as we are all individuals, we are all at our individual levels in our spiritual evolution. So from wherever we are, we move forward. And there will be someone at our level whom we can connect with, and they inspire us to move forward. So basically this Mama Vartamanu Vartante Manushya Partha Sarvasya, Krishna says, all people are on my path. What it means is Krishna is offering a very inclusive vision of spirituality. He says that means, you know, from your place, at your pace, you progress in the spiritual path. So rather than an inclusive model, rather than one working model for everyone, it's an inclusive spiritual inclusive understanding of spirituality, where different people will find something that works for them, and from there they will take steps forward. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yeah.